You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like.
Whoa.
And. Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, I'm George Norrie, and welcome to the new iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Like us on Facebook, tell your friends, and share us with everyone. This is an exciting new network that will feature podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained. Now please sit back and enjoy Dark Becomes Light with Heidi Hollis.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Welcome to my show. Remember, each week, this is the place you go to when you want to learn the latest on anything out of the ordinary. I want you to go to my main website, which is HeidiHollis.com, and tell me your stories. Tell me what's on your mind. I don't care if Bigfoot is giving you attitude. You just tell me, and we will address it here on this program. And don't forget to follow me on social media at one, Heidi Hollis, on most social media. You know, today's going to be a little bit different because I got a special guest today, so I'm going to jump right on into this interview with Melissa Tittle, who is an investigative journalist in ancient civilizations, sci-fi, and the science fields, but she also produces content with some of the biggest names in that space and written TV shows for several major networks. So I'd like to welcome Melissa Tittle to the show. It's so great to have you on here. How are you doing?
Good. So awesome to be here. I love Coast to Coast. We were talking before we started recording. Girl power. Hello.
Yes. Oh, man. I mean, it's really refreshing in all honesty. And, you know, statistically speaking, whenever I look at the numbers of who listens to these types of radio shows, it's mostly women. So, heck yes, we got to represent.
Yeah, there's not enough of us.
No. So, I mean, kudos to you. And you are crazy busy. But I don't think I've ever seen, I mean, somebody just have their hands in so many different arenas. And I'm absolutely impressed. And I'm like, I have got to talk to this lady. I've got to talk to her. Man. And I actually had a dream I was supposed to reach out to you. That was weird.
Wow. I want to know about that.
That was weird. Well, I'll have to tell you later.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, it was crazy. I was like, okay, you know, I'm like, I'll reach out to her. So yeah, this is really, it's humbling and it's an honor to have you on the program. I always like to get into what got somebody to look into such a topic. I mean, you're an investigative journalist into ancient civilization. So how did this come to be?
I have been interested in anything that was unsolvable, mysterious, I'd say even ancient Egyptian stuff since I was like 5 or 6, you know, like that, you know, that thing where you go and someone tells you you had a past life. Like my mom caught me writing what now I would say are hieroglyphs like on the wall. And I was like 7 or 8 years old.
What?
Like, we don't know what that means. So we're just going to not put that on the wall.
Oh, wow.
So there's just like a part of me that always knew that whatever I was experiencing and what the adults were experiencing and what was around me wasn't all that was there. And so just always anything that I could get my hands on, whether it was a book or it was a movie or somebody was really interesting that was talking about something, I was into it because I just knew that there was something beyond what was happening.
That's amazing. And so you're weirder than I thought. That's awesome.
Yes. Top weird card. Yes.
You me. Know, it's like, you know, that just makes me feel even more like a soul sister. This is awesome. I'm digging this. So, I mean, but when people, I mean, as a child, especially when you go treading off into these corners that are not really popular, parents do get freaked out. They do try to correct you. I know I get the emails from children even, and parents who are just befuddled on what the heck to do. I mean, how did your parents, what did they do? Did they try to nurture or push you away from it? I mean, what was that process?
We had a pretty open conversations about all sorts of stuff. I think my parents were really interested in seeing how we thought about life. We would talk about weird stuff all the time. Yeah, you know, I grew up in a household where we did go to church, so we were considered Christian, but my parents from an early age taught us about every religion. And so when I left the house and went to college, I was weirded out that like people were in these camps of only believing in this one way of doing things, because it was odd to me because I learned so much about other people's stuff that I was so befuddled on the idea that people get trapped in their own tiny little belief systems. So talking about aliens and ghosts, this was like a normal conversation around the dinner table.
Oh, you're lucky, man. You are so lucky because that is not the experience. I mean, you know that it's not the experience.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not normal. You know, my mom was definitely a little bit more reserved and that wasn't really her favorite conversation, but my dad was in the Air Force and it was his favorite conversation. Yeah, he didn't necessarily have any experiences while he served, but my grandfather did. In fact, the day that, oh my God, I'm going to forget the name of the base, and I can't believe I'm forgetting. The day that my dad was born, I think it was on McKinley Air Force Base, which was in Washington, the state of Washington. There was a UFO sighting. Like, they saved the newspaper of, like, it was 1952.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's like, we talked about that stuff in my family and it was kind of, it was just was normal, I guess.
But now, you know, the pattern, because I've heard this pattern when it comes to kids of military guys. My dad was Air Force as well. And mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I don't think this is a coincidence that you happen to look into these topics. I mean, you know that connection. So do you think that's just, you know, happenstance or what?
It could be. I mean, I've definitely covered a lot of stories. There is a pattern with the Air Force being more tied to these extraterrestrial experiences and families and definitely generations of alien contact within Air Force families.
Yeah.
Yes, I've definitely covered a lot of that. I try not to make it personal. I have not personally had an alien experience. I've never seen a craft. I definitely feel a lot of things and I sense things and, but I haven't necessarily had the experience that I interview people on, which is, you know, they're coming to them at night and taking them and abducting them and communicating with them that way. I haven't had those experiences, but I've definitely had a lot of supernatural experiences kind of navigating the unseen world.
Oh, so we do have to go there. You know that now, Melissa, right? You cannot just drop that little hot potato and just say, "Whoo, yeah, so that happened." No, let's go there. So what on earth, what did you experience? Like, what took place?
I mean, it's just not as sexy as having physical evidence within this third dimensional reality. I saw something, something did this, or it's just that I have been places, or I'll get visions about things, and I can see what's happening there on another existence, but it's not like I can see. When people say I can see, they're referring to, and what we're thinking in our head is that they physically saw something come into the room and do something. I can sense it so much that it makes me uncomfortable. But being a journalist, I don't necessarily want to call it a name or a thing, or is it bad? Is it good? What does it feel like? Is it a demon? Did it come from this race or this alien race? Like, I just have had so many of those experiences that I just know that there's something beyond this plane of existence.
Yeah.
A lot of things.
Yeah. There's something that connects us to be able to have these types of experiences. I mean, it just makes sense. I mean, how are people being able to be trained in like remote viewing unless there's something we can tap into, right?
Yeah. I mean, for me, because obviously I love going to ancient sites, I really go into it there. If I walk into someone's house or I'm at a place, I actually don't want to interact with whatever's there. The only thing I want is out. Because I'm trying to exist in this third dimensional reality. But yeah, when I go to some of these ancient sites, I really want to know because I'm there to know. That takes me down a rabbit hole. I had a really crazy experience in a temple in Egypt, actually. Where I was actually on a trip with Graham Hancock. We were doing a scout for a TV show. I was there with his wife, and we had a guide with us. We had an Egyptian archaeologist with us, and we were going to the Temple of Dendera, Hathor's temple. And I'd been wanting to go there. This is several years ago. I've been wanting to go there forever, since I can remember. I've been like picturing those walls, the beautiful walls and all the paintings and everything. So we get there, it's August, it's hot as balls, it's just awful, like awful hot. it's beyond, and I don't even care, I'm so super excited, and yeah. We were doing a walkthrough of what, we wanted to shoot with Graham. But I really needed some time alone because I wanted to go off and kind of just, it's a big temple, but it's not that big. It's got a Holy of Holies in the middle, if anybody's been there, and it's got 13 rooms around it. And it's big, but it's not like massive. It's, you can find someone in a second, and it's also echoes, so you can just scream their name. So here I was walking around by myself in the 13 rooms, and they all look the same if you can't read hieroglyphs, and I can't necessarily read hieroglyphs. So, but one room just drew me in. And so I went into that room. I just think I've been gone for like 10 minutes, maybe walking around, and something made me, I was drawn to this one part of a wall in that room. And I put my hands above my head in this spot on the wall. And then I put my forehead in between it. And when that happened, I felt every single human emotion at the same time, like love, hate, sadness, joy, think of every emotion at once. Like, it was so intense. And I like took my head off and I was like, oh my God, what is that?
Wow.
And just at that moment in time, the archaeologist came in and he saw me and he was like, "Hey, where have you been?" And I'm like, "Oh, I was just walking around, no big deal." He's like, "You've been gone for 2 hours.
Whoa.
And I was like, "What?" And they're like, "We've been yelling your name." And like I said, one, there's hardly anybody in the temple because it's super hot. It's August. It's not like there's that many people at that moment of time. It's not that big. So I don't know where I went, but
out of time.
He said, can you read hieroglyphs? And I said, no. And he's like, it says here, put your hands here to receive the goddess.
Oh, hold on. We got to stop it right there because we got to get to our next break. You guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Have you made the switch to NYX? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from NYX. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from NYX are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try NYX. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to NYX. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's knix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's knix.com.
Paid by Up-Level Rewards. Paid participation required after portrayal.
Attention all listeners. Are you ready to earn $750? Well, get ready because I'm about to introduce you to GetMy750.com, the ultimate way to earn. Here's the scoop. Instead of just streaming shows or playing games on your phone for nothing, you have the chance to earn additional cash. That's right, from trying out new subscriptions to playing your favorite mobile games, you can get extra cash in your pocket. Simply sign up at GetMy750.com and follow the instructions to start earning immediately. So, what are you waiting for? Turn your favorite apps into real cash with GetMy750.com. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to earn rewards for things you're already doing on your phone. Check out GetMy750.com today. That's right, get started right now at GetMy750.com. Just go to GetMy750.com. Or Google Get My 750 Cash. Follow the simple instructions and get your $750. That's GetMy750.com. GetMy750.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. So I have Melissa Tittle, and my goodness, this is incredible. You had the experience of a lifetime, it sounds like, where you, it's almost like you transported. I mean, please do finish this story. You're inside of this temple in Egypt, and you thought you're gone for just 10 minutes, and you're gone for 2 hours?
Yeah, missing time. So number one, missing time, some weird download. And everything was fine, except I was kind of blown away by that experience. So about this kept happening for about 2 weeks after this experience. I left Egypt, I came back home, and I was having dreams about the temple. It was so real. Like, and in my dream, I would stare at one part of the wall, like obsess about it until I would know all the symbols. And I would call the archaeologist. I'm like, okay, there's this corner, and then it has this, and it was there. And I'm like, where is it? And he's like, okay, it's in this room. And I'm like, what does it say? And I would be in the middle of like a meeting, and I would have all that that feeling of all that energy come through my body just randomly. And it happened for about 2 weeks after, and then it kind of faded away, probably because I'm in a whole different receiving mode, if you will. I'm back into my normal human reality. I'm not in Egypt, you know, open-mindedly diving into some of this deeper stuff. So that stayed with me because that really set me on the path of this movie that I just finished, which is called Code 12, which is of kind of understanding that there's several codes on this planet. And I think that there's one that allows us to leave this current existence. That doesn't mean go to another planet. That means kind of be able to escape the trap, the suffering that we have. And so, yeah, that just set me on a journey. I just was like,
and wow. The hieroglyphs said something along those lines too, you were saying.
Yeah, just to give a little precursor about the movie, there's the explanation of the matrix and the simulation. And we do talk about that. We do have a lot of mathematical codes and stuff that we bring up that I think that are different that I haven't seen. I've been writing about this stuff for a long time. So I do know the stuff that people have been saying for the last couple of years and last 10 years. But I also think that there is something that is overlooked, and that is that there's another frequency existing at the same time that if you tap into it, you can actually, I'm trying to use my words correctly because I'm sure people that are into their spiritual journey, I don't want to offend anybody on whatever, wherever they're at or whatever they're doing, but it's almost as if you can stay where you are, but tap into something so divine that takes you out of the simulation completely without you ever leaving your moment in time. It's just that your spirit is somewhere else, but your body and your existence and the people around you or whatever's happening is still there. It's just that you're experiencing something on a completely different level. And I think that, spiritual texts and these ancient codes and these temples, whether they're in Egypt or all over the world, they have this understanding. It's beyond speaking to the gods. It's learning how to become one in that frequency.
Oh, that's fascinating. And do you think that that's what happens when people cross over? They leave this husk of a body behind and they just tap into the everything. I mean, this expanse.
I mean, I don't know for certain, but I can say that based on the evidence that people have had near-death experiences and definitely, you know, the thing is, I can't say for certain anything, but what I can say as a journalist is that I try to gather patterns of in this instance, I'm comparing all different ancient texts and their belief in the afterlife or something higher or gods and goddesses or any of that. And I think that a term, everything is nothing and nothing is everything, is really what they're trying to show us, is that everything around you is real, but then it's not. And that's what is so expansive about the universe. And it's, we get caught in it being everything or nothing, where it's the same at this, it's happening at the same time. It's complicated, but it's really how quantum physics works. It's how the universe propagates itself. It's just that we get wrapped up in our emotional bodies in this existence. And me being a human, I'm saying that and being a hypocrite at the same time. Of course I do that because we're here to experience stuff. But at any moment in time, we can tap into the vastness of the universe because we are that.
Yeah, no, that absolutely makes sense. It's like a part of the whole. I mean, I think that even when it comes to our differences, we should be dropping those and look more to what we have in common, you know, and open up the floodgates of love because it does connect us. And, you know, getting into the more spiritual elements, it's absolutely important if we are to reach the next level. Like, you know, you have looked into so many different things and you're so aware of so many different topics and have met some of the biggest names in these odd fields. I mean,
so much fun, though.
Yeah, it's fun. Do you see or hear or feel a consistent vibe where everybody's aiming for. I mean, where do you think it's going?
No, I think it changes. It's weird. It's like the morphogenic field either gets dropped in with something new everybody has to focus on, or and then for a while everybody's directing that. They're like putting that out there, you know, talking about this stuff. I mean, the idea of the simulation in the Matrix seemed, this whole concept seems to be heating up. Like, it's just like this thing that just everyone. The Matrix was just the name of a movie, and then it became a thing. But I think that I always think when everybody's looking in one direction, which is important, who are the randoms looking in a different direction? I want to know what they're looking at. I don't even care how crazy it is. I had a question somebody asked me on a panel once. They said, well, how do you know if someone's telling the truth? And I'm like, well, how do you know anybody's telling the truth? No one really knows the truth. They only know pieces of it. So what part of that person's story has a piece of like the bigger truth, which we're all trying to figure out. And so for me, it doesn't matter how crazy the story is. There's something in that story that there's a nugget that connects all the other stories. So I don't know. I like every time that there's like one direction everyone's looking, like everyone's waiting for the Pentagon to drop these, you know, they're going to come and say aliens are real. I'm like, okay, who are the five people saying something else is happening?
That's where you're going.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
What else is going on over there? Yeah.
Yeah. We're in a Google universe too. It's like, if there's a topic of the day, it seems to be reflected in the television programs, and you know, it's the same rehashed stories over and over again. I'm like, my goodness, you know, I ran a UFO group for 15 years, and I mean, in one meeting, I think I had more conversation and more interesting topics than what I see in some of these programs these days.
Yeah. They just can't get over, you know, there's, I mean, it's changing. I can say from a mainstream, as a mainstream producer, I've produced for almost every major network before I came to Gaia as head of content. I'm no longer there, but and even Ancient Aliens was like a risk. That show, the first season, which I was involved in, was 6 episodes. That's all they would greenlight. It was a total risk because there was not one show like that that was coming out and saying, you know, it's aliens. And all this weird stuff happened and it's aliens. But it was odd that, you know, that executive at History Channel took a big risk, and the 6 episodes did so well. They just greenlit another 13, and then they just never ended. We're like, there's a season 29 now. I left after season 5, but, so that was like the only thing, and that was the only show in the game. Right. But now you have like, even I was surprised of the show that they asked me to host or co-host, a UFO Witness. I was surprised on the amount of topics we covered. We covered like alien races. I mean, that's stuff that like Gaia does. But I mean, the producers, I love them. They're awesome. But they didn't necessarily, not in the space. So they came up with all these things about like what all the races were doing. You know, they're like, Syrians fly triangle ships. And I'm like, no.
Oh man.
Because in their minds, the beings have to have their own ship, you know, like the circular ones are for the, and I'm like, no, that's just, you're totally making that up. Like, there's no one in the space that believes that, you know?
So you were there to make sure that what you understood in the arena to be factual. I mean, because there's a lot of us out here who are very aware and very keen to who's experiencing what and why and what the beings look like. So that's awesome that you stood there at the gates and said, no, it goes this way.
I couldn't stop all of the writing, because I wasn't producing the show. You know, I was talent, but yeah. On camera, but I was surprised. Like, we did experiments with a guy who said that he was able to be in contact with an alien ship that he had an experience with, and he could, in his mind, he could get there. He could be back in the ship. Because he was in communication with him, and we hooked him up to all these electrodes and everything. And I thought, oh my God, this is so great. This is mainstream TV.
That's awesome. Oh my
so
God.
I think there's it's definitely changing. But I did a talk on this at Roswell, the Roswell, New Mexico Festival. And I said, you know, everyone wants to know who's like, what's the agenda? And the thing is like, there's not just one agenda. You have to, like, what's keeping the most of your attention? Is it fear? Is it because you want the truth? Is it because you're curious? You know, all of that drives money in the system. So if people want to blame the entertainment industry, but they're feeding off of people wanting to feel something when they watch an alien show.
Makes sense. Well, we got to get to our next break. You guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll be right back.
Have you made the switch to Knix? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from Knix. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from Knix are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try Knix. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to Knix. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's knix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's KNIX.com.
Paid by Uplevel Rewards. Paid participation required. After portrayal.
Attention all listeners. Are you ready to earn $750? Well, get ready, because I'm about to introduce you to GetMy750.com, the ultimate way to earn. Here's the scoop. Instead of just streaming shows or playing games on your phone for nothing, you have the chance to earn additional cash. That's right. From trying out new subscriptions to playing your favorite mobile games, you can get extra cash in your pocket. Simply sign up at GetMy750.com and follow the instructions to start earning immediately. So, what are you waiting for? Turn your favorite apps into real cash with GetMy750.com. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to earn rewards for things you're already doing on your phone. Check out GetMy750.com today. That's right. Get started right now at GetMy750.com. Just go to GetMy750.com. Or Google Get My 750 Cash. Follow the simple instructions and get your $750. That's GetMy750.com. GetMy750.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We are having a girlfriend chat here with Melissa Tittle, and they're still slowing us down. I mean, my goodness. I love the fact that, again, you ancient aliens, I mean, like, that is literally history. I mean, that's like historic stuff right there. And you were the first, the beginning, and from the start. So I didn't know you started from the start like that. That's amazing. I knew you were part of it, but hot dog. So, I mean, when you're diving into these things, I think it's fantastic that you had that backing that you did first coming up as a kid and then, going professionally into this stuff without batting an eye, like, I got this. Oh, I know where we're going. I mean, I think that's half the battle in getting a really good show is having somebody like you. And that's rare. There's people that have the interest, but like you were born for this.
And all this weirdness. I was like, okay, let's do this.
It's amazing. And to be a lady in this, being a lady myself in this, it's not easy, man. No.
It is not easy. It's so funny because, I don't think that enough, women's voices are respected in the space of being like a researcher, investigative journalist.
No.
A lot of men. It's almost as if like the conscious community has not caught up with the rest of the world and that sort of equality. And equality, I'm not saying, because women and men are the same or any of that. But the most important thing about having both men and women in any profession or doing anything is that it's always going to be a different perspective. And that different perspective lends itself to finding new truths in whatever that is. It could be bird investigations or UFO investigations. It doesn't matter where it is. It's just, it's like if everybody's interested in what the truth is, then I think that there needs to be more of these different kinds of voices in that space so that we can start to look at things a little bit different. And otherwise we're just going around the same circle, like the trajectory of the craft and the thing. And it's like, okay, that's all important, but like there's got to be something else going on as well.
Even the diverse voices. I mean, I'm wrapped all in one here, and it's like I have literally in the past, I'm not kidding you, had producers contact me and say, wow, you know so much. Well, yeah, I kind of named and defined and let people know about these two topics. Yeah, well, we can't have a woman lead. Can you teach a guy everything you know?
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's like, what? But, it is a crazy world out there. It's like, yeah, let's not reflect what the world looks like, let's make it all guy show, It's weird. And I never could understand it. I'm like, this is a real world. There's a lot of different people who have experienced a lot of things and getting, like you said, their voices out, their perspectives out. I think it really highlights and encompasses so much because there's cultural differences. There's different belief systems, different approaches, us ladies, we want to understand and feel it out. Guys want to measure things.
Right. And then we need both. Right.
Yes, we do. We need that balance. And, so I'm thrilled to know you have been out there and you have been doing it. And now you're in front of the camera doing it, too. I mean, tell us about some of these programs that you've been hosting. I mean, where are you going with this?
I don't know where I'm going with it, but I'm definitely going into fields and dark spaces and looking for stuff. that's where they keep sending me. So I co-hosted with Ben Hansen, a series called UFO Witness. Mm-hmm. And that aired earlier this year, and that was awesome. It was definitely an experience. And we have some cool, like I said, I thought they pushed the boundaries a lot further than some of these other shows that I've been in. Even a year before that, we did Invasion. I co-hosted Hudson Invasion, which is all about what's been going on in the Hudson Valley since the 80s, which is lots of UFO activity, abductions, strange lights in the sky, missing time. The Hudson Valley is just a hot spot.
Like, I was going to say, what on earth is causing all of that? What do you feel that is?
I don't know. I mean, I got into a big investigative rabbit hole, but the producers didn't really think it was sexy. Might not have been, but there's a actual a very diverse amount of vegetation and animal life that was reported by the USGS several government papers that I found from early 2000s. One was written in the late 70s. And they've been studying this, it's just unique the way that the vegetation grows and the animal life there. Also, there's definitely a lot of unique properties of rock, not just granite. There's all sorts of different kinds of ancient rock and layers of it. You know, that could be, that's always a factor when you're looking into some of these UFO stories, because you're thinking, okay, well, what would make this, if this is a portal and all sorts of weird stuff is happening, Bigfoot, cryptids, you know, that kind of thing. Is it, if it's a portal, is it because of the makeup of the rock? And there is definitely that going on there, but it's just a hot spot. And it's to the point where, like, I've been there so much, like, that's my second show there investigating, that my fiance was like, hey, do you want to like go up to Hudson Valley and get a cabin? And I'm like, hell no, 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 I will not. You know, you know what happened to Willie Stryber? That's not happening to me.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. And it's true. You know, like a lot of people are like, oh, I want to go out into this grave site and do some grave rubbings. I'm like, are you kidding me? No, that is not an adventure.
Especially no. If it's high activity, but yeah, I also did the Whitley Strieber special that they did on Discovery Plus called The Visitors. And it was, we went back to the actual cabin that he had his experience. And that's where we shot. And, you know, he came back to see it after all this time. And it's pretty emotional for him. And
oh, I bet. That's wild.
Yeah, it's a pretty, you know, I was talking to some of the locals, you know, off camera about the area, and it's been a sacred area to the Native Americans, and they found burial sites there. So it's kind of like, again, we're dealing with some kind of portal on top of a portal. So you have all of Hudson Valley, and then where Whitley's house was, some other kind of portal.
Oh my gosh. So he didn't have a fighting chance. That's what you're saying.
No.
It's wild to me, you know, when neighbors start talking and realizing they're all experiencing similar things. And I mean, I know you've heard of mass abductions. I've met people who have been involved in those, and it's like, yeah. Why, you know, why this area, what's calling it? And it's like, it has to be something like that. Like there's something with the land, there's something with the energy field. I mean, there's so many different elements, and you know, there's something to be said too about some of these people who have experienced aliens and are able to recall. Like, I'm sure you've heard these conversations with people who have been hypnotically regressed, and they're experiencing their alien abduction and whatnot, and the being starts talking through them instead of them recalling what took place, and there's this like element where they had an agreement with these beings, like they remember this and that connection. I mean, what are your thoughts about that when you've come across these stories?
About the beings?
The experiencers that realize that connection, like they are the reason for calling these, you know, activity to a certain area.
Yeah. So that was when we were in Hudson Valley, we spent a lot of time in one house because it felt like a train station for all sorts of activity in one house. And it was so crazy to me because these people wouldn't leave, and they'd been there, like generations have been there. And they, like, you know, they even have like a bed that they all sleep on when things get too crazy in the house. Like that's how haunted aliens, you know, weird stuff is happening there. Right.
That's amazing.
But when after being there, I thought to myself, I feel that the actual people in this house are the conduit. Somehow them being there, and I don't know if it gets into the DNA conversation, that's a whole nother ball of wax, but it could be. That could be part of that equation. They're them as DNA or whoever they are the conduit for the things to pass through. And so when you're in places that are thinner than others and you are somehow a conduit, then they want to use you to come through. And I really felt that if those people left that house, those experiences wouldn't happen anymore. They would be gone.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it seems to be definitely a pattern. So I'm like, you're talking about Hudson Valley and Whitley Strieber, and it's like, well, would it have occurred to him no matter where he lived, you know, because he is quite unique.
Yeah, I mean, he did move. He had he you know, in his he had to leave that original cabin.
Right.
And he went to a different cabin, and he did have some experiences. Again, it could be a place that's thin to have those experiences. And people might be, I'm sure you experience this all the time. I mean, I feel that there's certain people that have experiences all the time. And then when other people are with them, they see these experiences too. Now,
yes,
I kind of feel that there's people that are specific conduits for certain frequencies.
Right. Right. And it's like, what, did he bring it to that whole valley? I wonder.
No. It has been going on for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I don't know what happened in the 80s. I mean, in the 80s, there was a special forces base and some top secret stuff. I think it's in Hudson Valley. It's an hour north of one of the biggest hotspots. It's in Hudson Valley.
Wow.
And you know, my dad brought it up to me when I was going there, and I'm like, oh, that's interesting. You know, and well, when was it most active? He said the 80s. And I'm like, right. Are we dealing with an alien interaction, or are we dealing with some kind of top secret project? You know, maybe a little bit of both.
Oh, I wouldn't put it past anybody, to be honest. But I mean, it's weird. It's like people get called to areas too. I've known that there's certain areas. You know, Eureka Springs is one of them. People moving there spontaneously for, you know, no good reason. But we got to get to our next break. You guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Have you made the switch to Knix? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from Knix. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from Knix are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try Knix. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to Knix. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's knix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's KNIX.com.
Paid by Uplevel Rewards. Paid participation required after portrayal.
Attention all listeners. Are you ready to earn $750? Well, get ready, because I'm about to introduce you to GetMy750.com, the ultimate way to earn. Here's the scoop. Instead of just streaming shows or playing games on your phone for nothing, you have the chance to earn additional cash. That's right, from trying out new subscriptions to playing your favorite mobile games, you can get extra cash in your pocket. Simply sign up at GetMy750.com and follow the instructions to start earning immediately. So, what are you waiting for? Turn your favorite apps into real cash with GetMy750.com. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to earn rewards for things you're already doing on your phone. Check out GetMy750.com today. That's right, get started right now at GetMy750.com. Just go to GetMy750.com. Or Google Get My 750 Cash. Follow the simple instructions and get your $750. That's GetMy750.com. GetMy750.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We are speaking with the awesome Melissa Tittle, and my goodness, you know, we're talking about Code 12, and I want people to get the opportunity to go out to some of these festivals and watch it and check it out. So how can they do that?
So if you go to the website for the movie, it's code12themovie.com, and subscribe, you'll get free content of stuff that didn't make the movie on all sorts of weird patternistic stuff that we've discovered with the idea of the world living in some kind of simulation, and ancient texts and all sorts of interviews from all sorts of people that, if you're into ancient stuff, that you will know. And there'll definitely be a listing where you can watch the movie, and then hopefully on mainstream soon.
Awesome. You know, I got to ask you, with all the disclosure that's going on, and, you know, there's a lot of controversy. People are saying it's going to be a false flag with aliens invading and everybody beware, you know, and a lot of people aren't going to buy it. And they're trying to prep each other to not buy it. And, you know, there's all these so-called ex-government people who just so happen to be in charge of disseminating this information. And so there's that conflict, too. And it's like, and I always say, you know, the government for such a long time has not been very kind to people who have reported seeing these things. And I have a hard time believing out of the kindness of their heart, they just decided to, oh, shucks, we're just going to tell you we've been looking into this. You know, how do you feel about some of this controversy that's been going on? Because it's frustrating for those of us who have been out there, you know, working hard and, you know, just, it's UFOs. Nope, it's UAPs. Well, hold on. There's a difference. Like, hold on. I've been harassed for talking about this. Friends of mine have been harassed talking about this. And, you know, where do you sit and how do you feel about it?
I think that everything has a motivation. And so, you know, what would be the motivation of coming out and saying, hey, we've been looking into this? Well, we're coming to an age now where information is just so fast. Like, it's not like the 50s or even the 80s or even the 90s or the early 2000s. Like, you can find stuff anywhere. And you know, what I tell people, you know, having worked in mainstream for a really long time, is that it's the same thing with Washington. Like, if you're not buying, they're not selling. If more people are like, no, they're real, then like, why would they keep talking about it? Like the consensus isn't like, it would just be like, is that person talking? They had to do something. They had to like give something, because more people are just not buying it. It just doesn't make any sense. They can't convince anybody otherwise. There's always going to be those people that don't believe and they don't want to, but there's too many people that are like, no, not buying it. And so, but then what happens is that becomes wrapped up in a political agenda, because they don't want it to get too far. They don't want people to have too much power over that narrative of just getting the truth. They want to wrap it up into a political agenda. So now you have conversations with people who might be open-minded but don't want to be open-minded, because then that means they might be part of a political party, because they're now talking about aliens, which is the whole point. So that it can't just be an open conversation about, hey, could there be life outside of what we know as humanity? And so that's all agendas. That's why it's like, so I think that the pressure that humans are putting on the establishments to be like, no, it's not working for us, is good. That's how you find answers. I think that's the only way I can really try to explain that. I know all those stories too. There's definitely people who have been harassed and to be quiet. And now they're like, no, come and tell us. I mean, this, you know, it's, there's two things going on there. They do want intel. I mean, what if it's not extraterrestrial, you know, it can be a spy situation and they want to know about it. But I think that everybody needs to really put the power into the people. What is it that we think? Like, what is it we believe? And from there dictates where this alien conversation goes, not if the president stands at the podium and says, yeah, they've been here for a long time, and everybody goes, I knew it. You know, I guarantee still a population of people would not believe it's true. So
oh
Oh, this is so true. I had a friend who was like, I won't believe it until I see it with my own eyes. A big mothership came over her head. My friend totally ratted her out and like, it took out all the power when it went over, Heidi. And she said, well, I don't believe my own eyes. I'm just done. I'm like, I think also there's this inner conflict. For so many centuries, the church ruled the rule of thought, you went by these certain rules, and there's a lot of people that really feel divided on their faith and they're being aliens. And I'm like, look, I can have my faith and still know aliens exist. And, but I understand these conversations in these different religious temples, it's been conflicting, but who has the most powerful observatories in the world? Vatican. What are they looking at? They know what's out there. It's enough is enough. And it's time to just be honest. We have connections out there in the universe. And how do you think people would accept that do have these hardcore religious beliefs?
Well, I have another project I'm working on. And so this kind of dips into those toes a little bit. I can't give away everything, but I will say that I think that we really need to go into why humans must explore something they can't see. That's number one. Number two, whoever controls the conversation of the supernatural is in control of the hearts and the minds and the hope of humans, right? Because we can't solve everything. We have all this technology and we're still like, why did that one thing happen to me? That was so weird, right? I mean, maybe you can ask ChatGPT and they can tell you and you'll be like, I'm totally fine with that answer. But the thing is that there's always going to be room for someone to come in and say, I understand exactly what's happening in the supernatural. And when I say supernatural, I'm just saying beyond the veil that we can't see physically with all of our six senses. And that organization, that person, then it turns into a religion or whatever, is the gatekeeper between that. And we listen to that because we want to be close to what that is. And that is the thing that we can't understand, that intrigues us, that gets us up in the morning and thinking, oh my God, what if that happens? Good and bad, right? And this is since the beginning of time. This is when first humans got together and created tribes. It was the one person who could read the supernatural, who could intuitively figure out what was going to happen and when it was going to rain and all that. This was the beginning of this trajectory of where we have all these different beliefs and religion and thought processes. So the alien conversation is that conversation. And so when we're thinking about agendas and who's control of it, whether it's the Vatican, right? With the biggest, they're like, okay, well, if the aliens are coming here, we're going to totally take over that conversation because we're going to have the biggest observatory ever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, I've
the government that. Leading the way and saying, hey, we found all this stuff. Like they're coming out. They're like, no. We've got this under control. We've been investigating it, Yeah. So be aware of that. Whoever owns the conversation of supernatural owns the attention of humans, because this is an important thing. Whether you believe in aliens or not, it's still the element of the supernatural.
It is absolutely coming. And yeah, I think there are people and institutions putting themselves in that space, like you're saying, to be that bridge for them to interpret, what are we looking at? Well, that is a craft. it's like, and who's flying it? Well, those are our space brothers and sisters. Oh man, it's been
good, bad, the ugly.
Yeah, my goodness. Melissa Tittle, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. How can people see all the different projects that you've been involved with, and what's on your site there?
Oh my God. Thanks for asking. I'm really not good at social media. I look at some of these people that have just one show out and they're really good at social media, and I'm terrible. So terrible about talking about myself. So thank you for inviting me to talk about myself.
Oh gosh. Yes. Are you kidding me? I was like, and you have a graphic novel. I'm like, okay, cartoonist here. Can you tell us briefly how the heck and why the heck did you go there and doing a graphic novel? It looks amazing, by the way.
Oh my God. Whole nother long conversation, but I'll make it short. I was living in Venice Beach at the time, and I was biking home from like a get together, and I was looking up at the stars, and I had this whole download of this like situation that happened during the Vietnam War. where these alien hybrids crash landed in the jungle, and they looked human, and their whole mission was to create more chaos within the, you know, not just the war in Vietnam, but definitely to create chaos within the higher rankings of just society. This is during the 60s and beginnings of the 70s, when obviously there was this huge influx of thought process all of a sudden. You know, you went from the 50s, everybody was living in a pink house and doing everything they're supposed to and listening to the government. And then all of a sudden it was just an explosion of like people just doing whatever. They're thinking differently. And so it was this whole kind of alien hybrid thing connected to Andromeda. Like, it was insane.
That sounds amazing. Wow. Well, hey, you guys, go check out melissatittle.com and hathorstudios.com and learn more about all of her projects. Thank you so much once again for coming on the show today, Melissa.
Yay. Thanks for having me.
Wow. Well, we have come to the bottom of another excellent program. I want to remind you guys to go to my main website, which is HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com, and check out my paranormal comic strip at TheOutlanders.com. Don't forget to follow me on social media. That is TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at one Heidi Hollis, and also at The Outlanders Comics. You know, this has been just so insightful, and I really enjoyed the conversation. I want to thank Melissa Tittle once again for coming on the program. I also want to remind you to go to Facebook and join my groups. I have Paranormal Pledge. That's for anybody that has experienced anything out of the ordinary that just wants to talk about it. And then there is Shadow People and the Hatman Experiencer. That is for everybody that's dealing with these odd things or wants to learn more about them. And then I have Faith, the other F word. That is about the topic of faith, because it's rather important in the face of some of the things that we are facing out there when it comes to especially Shadow People and Hatman. Gotta arm up, you know what I'm saying? Whew, you guys, I enjoyed this. I hope that you get a chance, go over to iHeartRadio and find this program wherever you listen to your podcast, and subscribe and tell us what you think of the show. All right, you guys, man, you have been listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll see you next time. Stay safe, everybody. Goodbye.
Well, if you liked this edition of Dark Becomes Light, wait till you hear the next one. You've been listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.